All right, here we go. John Sally Show, thank you for being on and listening all over the world, all over the country. It's a great thing Sports Byline has given me this opportunity. So here's the opportunity I wanted. I want to talk about different topics, and one of the topics I wanted to get out was about my friend Lawrence Taylor, arrested in New York, upstate New York. Disgrace, gridiron great Lawrence Taylor is paying for sex in the suburbs at a Holiday Inn. Police said it supposedly raped a 16-year-old runaway. Federal prosecutor said Friday, last Friday, that the criminal complaint against the girl alleged pimp. The papers were filed in federal court in Manhattan, referred to lawyer to my man Lawrence Taylor as client number one. This is a very sad situation, ladies and gentlemen. Not only is it illegal to purchase sex in New York State, it just wasn't a good thing to do. $300 of trouble caused him trouble and disgrace and humility, everything that you can possibly think of for 5 minutes and $300. I can think of a couple of things to do with $300 in 5 minutes, but that, I guess, used to be one of them. I just feel real sorry for LT, and I feel real sorry for that girl and her family, mainly. I felt sorry that she felt she needed to run away. I felt sorry that she put herself or has herself in that situation. God willing, she'll learn from it. And this example to other runaways and other kids that think that they can be grown and do grown things and go ahead and it's all too bad. I bet you any amount of money that girl is back where she's supposed to be with her family, realizing it was a huge mistake. And I feel sorry for her, but she set an example for every other kid out there. And kid, if you're listening, don't rush it. Everything in life is as it should be. It's moving the way it should be. Don't rush it. Don't try to be too grown too soon. And don't ever put yourself in a position where you got to be around anything that's called a pimp. Let me just tell you that. You don't want to be called a pimp. So Lawrence Taylor, 2006, got the charges. I feel sorry for him. You see the stress on his forehead. And the stress on his forehead, the wrinkled up part of his forehead, I feel for him. But the teen told Lawrence Taylor, you know, hey, she was 19. She said she was 19. I said, it's still illegal at 19 or not to pay for sex and to get it from a crazy place. I used to say, you know, if you're going to do what you're going to do, bring your own lunch. People want to disagree with me. Well, he was married, huh? Yeah, that's what a woman would say and a guy would say. Everyone knows what goes on. Everyone knows you don't want milk every day. I don't want to agree with what happened. I feel sorry for the girl, and I'm really disappointed in what happened with LT, but it is what it is. I'm going to tell you guys right now, it is a witch hunt. It is a witch hunt for everything out there. It goes all the way from the Tiger Woods situation to the governor of New York City, the Lawrence Taylor. It goes all the way down. Jesse James. Let me just go off of sports for 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse James, who is married to Sandra Bullock, who is American sweetheart, is now everyone looking at like he's just a piece of scrap paper. I can't say the other word because I'm on, you know, international radio. But they're treating him like scrap paper. And my deal is, I don't know why everybody's upset with Jesse James. You can be upset with what I'm going to say right now, but Jesse James is the bad boy. He's the guy with the sleeve tattoo that drives the chopper motorcycles, that makes the motorcycles and the hot rods, and has the goatee with the long little flavor saver right under his chin. Why is everybody upset with Jesse? Jesse's the bad boy. Sandra Bullock said it herself. I like the bad boy. I don't like the good boy. I like the guy with the edge. I like the guy that smells like grease from being in the gym. I like the tough guy. Well, that's exactly what she got. She got the bad boy. And the bad boy has more than one woman. The bad boy doesn't get married and stay with his wife. The bad boy hangs out with girls that have tattoos on their foreheads and eye drops. That's who the bad boy is. Jesse, stop going to rehab. That's all for media. That's all for these. Don't go to rehab, Jesse. You didn't do anything crazy. You did what you do. You do what bad boys do. He gets, as my one of my favorite lines is, you get paid to win the game. You were picked by a beautiful woman because you were a bad boy. I bet you she walked right by all the clean-cut guys who go to church on Sunday and pray on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But no, she skipped over them. She came to the bad boy that makes it up, that walks around and slaps girls on their butts, that shaves every once in a while. That's what she wanted. You can take it and clean him up and put him in a Giorgio Armani Tommy Ford suit. It's not going to change who he is. Sandra Bullock knows that. Sandra Bullock knew that so much, she went and adopted a black baby. She said, I'm really going to piss y'all off. I'm going to go get a black baby and take it to private school and see how that messes up what the school picture looks like. I just had to get that out. I know this is a sports byline, but I had to go back to something I know. People, stop expecting people to be different than who they are and stop wanting them to be different than who they are. Accept them to who they are, and that's all to it. All right. That's one of my topics. I had to get that out, man. I wasn't able to breathe on some of these topics that I was running around. All right, let's talk about this. Lawrence Taylor got busted. I already mentioned it. But let's talk about on April 12th, the Seahawks, their linebacker, Leroy Hill, was arrested for investigation of domestic violence. How many times do we have to see this? A football player in domestic violence? An athlete in domestic violence? A man in domestic violence? This is becoming every week this is happening. Brown, Sean Rogers was arrested for having a loaded gun in his carried-on luggage. That reminds me of a Sam Kennison joke when he said his girlfriend put it in there, a loaded .45 going through. Now, why would he have carry-on luggage with a gun in it? I don't think he said, oh, where am I going to put my gun? You know what? I'll put it in a bag and put it through x-ray. That's a setup. I smell it all over. We're not going to get into lacrosse. Yes, we are. Virginia lacrosse player accused of murder. Accused of murder? Oh, come on. These violent crimes. This violent time. I think these violent crimes are happening, and I think this is a major part and a major consideration. We're at war, ladies and gentlemen. And when you're in a time of war, you have a violent mentality sitting over the culture of the country that just filters all the way back in. And we have way too many cameras, way too many news. It's just coming back to it. So let's go. George Hoogley, 22, in Chevy Chase, Maryland, was charged with first-degree murder Monday in the death of love. Both students were seniors and lacrosse players at the University of Virginia. Hoogley, 6'2", 209 pounds, told the police that he had an altercation with love, and he kicked in her door, according to the affidavit. The document said that the door led to Love's bedroom and had been forced open, what appeared to be a fist punch in the door. Police observed the hairs in the hole of the wall, and affidavit said that Hughley had injured his right leg, consistent with kicking the door and the object and the door. So that's all he said. He said they found love, which, you know, I'm so sorry for this young lady, 22 years old. Just sad. She was had her eye was swollen shut and had a large bruise on her face, and it had appeared to be caused by a blunt force trauma. And it's a sad, sad situation. They're looking for maybe the death penalty to this young man in this situation. I don't know what to say about it, but you know, it's a really, really sad event. And these guys are getting in trouble constantly, and I constantly said the same thing happened with my man Sean Marion when he was trying to help Tita Tequila. You run into any situation when they're calling and they're having an argument, all of a sudden it gets blown into this situation. I say, like Larry King, maybe guys should have their own house when it's time for you, and it's time for you to calm down, go away, maybe go to the gym. I used to go to the gym at Georgia Tech 3 o'clock in the morning when I was bored and frustrated, shooting baskets until 6 o'clock in the morning, working on your game. Do you do that with a football player? What happens with a football player? They train them to be a killer. They train them to run into somebody, tear their head off. They train them to constantly be on edge. And then when they walk away and they go to a bar and you add liquor to that, what happens? When you run into a situation where everybody's patting you on your back and you're invincible, what happens? They think you can go in, cut it on and cut it off. You can't go in, cut it on and cut it off. I think the mentality is to treat people exactly like they did the gladiators. You watch the movie with Russell Crowe. Go out there. If you live, you get to come back here and eat some slop until we call for you to go back again. I think that's the mentality people want them to go through. But you can't. Once you train somebody since they're a child to tear people's head off and be aggressive and they're accepted to do that, and then you want him to fit into local society, can't be done, ladies and gentlemen. Not the same thing. Even dogs attack their owners once in a while when they forget what's happening. You can't train somebody to be a killer and expect them not to be a killer and expect them not to go after that. Not talking about the, just so anybody gets upset, not talking about the kid at Virginia. I'm just talking about this athlete, I mean, this sport in general. It's a very brutal sport. Its job is to go after people and destroy limbs. They used to tell me when I played football that this guy, if you concentrate on knocking his block off and you can picture his jaw going to the back of his head, you've done a good job. To even put that thought in my mind means you're designing me to do something that you don't want me to do. And it can't be left on the field. It's never, ever going to be left on the field, ladies and gentlemen. It is what it is. My prayers go out to the family of Mrs. Love, and it's called Cockeyedville, Maryland. That's a shame. And I feel sorry for this young man. He just ended his whole life on a moment of insanity. Another moment of insanity with LT making that phone call to letting his friends make that phone call. Tiger Woods also said, they also said his friends made the phone calls. You guys got to get new friends. I'm just telling you, get new friends. And travel with what you need to travel with. And if some of these situations that these guys are putting themselves into, I've been in them. So I'm talking from firsthand. I got to a point one time when I was overly angry at a young lady I was dating. And she thought that the way of doing it was putting her hands on me. So every action causes a reaction. I've apologized for it. I talked about it. We need to talk about it some more. You know what? Email me your thoughts about it at johnsally.com, and we'll be right back.